Sarah Tucker Grad Star Solutions. This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. It's Nadine. Wasn't sure if this was a good time to call you. I'm good. I was like, I know I got your email, and I'm like, wait a minute, I have them on the calendar for Monday.
Yeah. If my phone dies, forgive me. It just hit 20%. It's not plugged in.
No. It's okay. Do you want me to call you back in a bit? Let it charge up?
No, I mean, if we can do this in, I don't know how long it will take, a couple minutes, then we'll be good.
It shouldn't take too long. Okay. All right, so the application fee, we're going to charge it on the same card. It'll only show me, let me go to it. It's only going to show me whether it's a Visa or MasterCard, and it's only going to show me the last four numbers. So let me go to the billing. I see it ending in...
4334?
Yes, sir. January of 28 is when it expires. Okay.
Yeah.
Now... I sent you the email that shows the breakdown, right, on the cost per lead. You looked at all of that, you and the wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so actually, the reason we're pulling the trigger so quick on this is I'm on some professional forums online, and surprisingly last night, someone on one of those said, he put up there, and he's like, hey, this is what you guys need to do. And I was like, oh, shit, all of my competitors are on those same groups I'm in.
No way.
Like, I want to do it before them. So I got... I got the, let's do it now.
Okay. Well, listen, and you're only, so here's how it's going to work, because I was also asking them, like, what's going to be the timeline, right? Because you and I both know how with garage door services, Google's, like, super, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So they're just going to ask you, there's going to be some advanced verification, so there's going to be just some items that they're going to ask you for. I think some of them might be, like, a branded invoice, right? Or they want pictures of your tools or whatever, right? I don't know exactly what it is they ask for. So let me just do this. Set up for LSA. I'm just letting my manager know.
You can take care of anything that comes up.
Yeah. And then, so let me look here. Okay, so I'm going to be sending you the application fee and everything. When I'm sit, or it's going to be the one-time $250 application fee. They're going to run, I'll send you the application via text and email,
okay?
And then you're going to fill it out, right? When I'm going to tell you on that application, when it's asking you for the, like, how many employees you have. Employees is if you actually have someone that's face-to-face exchanging money, bidding your jobs for you, right? And if that's an employee that you know will pass a background check, then, okay, if you want to mention them, great. I would say this, if you put someone as an employee and they don't pass the background check, that's going to disqualify you. So.
Yeah, it'd be my wife or myself.
Zero.
I'll just keep myself.
I was just going to say zero for employees.
Yeah. Everyone I got work that works for me could. I'm just, we're the main third, so.
Yeah, no, and I'm just saying because, you know, God forbid, let's just say someone had something that you weren't aware of, Google's going to disqualify you, and then it's going to be like, oh, man, you know what I mean? And I don't want that to happen. So now the process I'm going to tell you is going to be a solid 8 weeks for you to get approved.
Okay.
I'm going to say that because of the whole advanced verification. We're going to be with you every step of the way, so don't worry about that. How soon do you think, once I send you the application, how soon do you think you'd be able to have it all filled out?
I'll have it filled out tonight. So we're on East Coast tonight, but I'll have it filled out. It'll
That's
be like
fine.
By
perfectly
9:30
fine.
Tonight. Yeah.
And then, Kenny, your insurance, right, on for the business, is that insurance specifically for the Saratoga garage door? Is that how it's listed with the same address, the 704 Saratoga Road? Okay.
Yep, everything's listed under that address.
Okay, perfect. And is it listing you as the primary or Tracy?
For the GL, it would be listing, Saratoga Garage Door Solutions. I'm going to be the name on the insurance if there is my name on it.
Perfect. That's all I want to make sure. Yeah, because only because Google wants everything to be like, you know, same. Okay, yeah, they match, right? So let
me do this. Yeah, and I can say I can get anything from my insurance company, too. And our vehicles are commercially insured. So.
Beautiful. Okay, awesome. I just want to make sure because I know sometimes they're like, hey, wait a minute. This address doesn't match.
I ran into
really
trying to buy a new van because if my wife's name is on the on the bank account. It's her name and then the business.
Right.
Because she does all the financials, as you probably deduced. So I was down today trying to buy a new van, and they're like, but your name's not on anything. And I'm like, shit. Like,
no
it's
way.
On everything except
You're
for
like,
that.
What the heck? I know, it's so funny because my husband, all of our vehicles, well, except for the new one that we bought, is in both of our names. The other two trucks, I forget why we switched them to, that's when he was going through the cancer and everything. And it was just like, he wasn't doing well. And he's just like, listen, just transfer it all to your name. Okay, cool. No problem.
Yeah.
So now
I'm glad he's doing good and everything. You know,
he's doing so much better now. But the funny thing is that one day I forget what it was. And then I'm like, oh shoot, wait a minute. You can't, because that car's not in your name. And he's like, what? Oh, my gosh. He's like, all right.
We just hit that today. I went down to buy a new van, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no way.
We started doing the financial part of it, and so now my wife's got to get involved. But she works a full-time job right now outside of what I do, but she still, you know, is involved in what I do. And
yeah.
So I think I just got both. I think I got a text and an email probably from you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you might have. Let me see. Let me just take a look. Yeah. So I haven't ran it yet.
Yep, that's
so.
What
did you get for me?
Yeah, I got the, because Tracy is the name on everything for you guys, too.
it is, right? Hold on, I thought I had my cell phone on set.
Because she does the financials, and you guys had me do that, so.
Yeah, so we have Tracy, because you know why is because the payment was made in her name, right? With her card, I guess. So that's why, on your account, it has her name listed on there, but you're the primary.
The card says Tracy Brown, and then underneath it, it's Saratoga Garage Store Solutions.
Yes.
Because we put everything, because she wanted to be a part of this when I started it, so I said, you can do all the money part of it, and she's the one who tells me if I can spend money or not, usually.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I just do, and then I wait to get yelled at. I tell
my husband the same thing, because he'll be like, he'll spend something, and I'm all, did you use a bank card? He's like, yeah, I wasn't supposed to. Well, give me the heads up, dude, because now I got to transfer money from the savings. I had a bill going in there. He's like, oh, well, I didn't know, and I'm all, just give me a heads up. I don't care, you know.
So fortunately, this is all business. This is the account, entirely just a business account.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just comes down to what you know.
Exactly. Yeah, no, of course. So on the garage door, here's the subcategories underneath of it. I want to go over them with you only because if there's something that does not apply to you, I want to know. So this way I can notate that that's not a service that you include. Because if someone were to call you for that, and let's say you still don't accept that job, that's an unqualified lead. So that way they credit you back. So I have install and repair garage door. If something doesn't apply, just say no.
Okay.
Replace springs. Repair rollers and tracks. Repair cables. Repair gate. Install opener. Replace opener. Replace drawer panels. And then general maintenance. All of those apply to you?
It's 100% underneath the envelope of what we do.
Okay, beautiful. And then hours of operation?
Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday by appointment only.
Saturday appointment only.
Believe it or not,
okay.
I'm working 7 days a week, so.
Right. You're like.
Don't tell anyone that I do things on the weekends, please. I need
yeah, no kidding. You're like, please, can you just wait until Monday for me to help you with your garage door?
Yeah, exactly.
If client is a plumber or locksmith, do they acknowledge and understand that they're at performance? If they don't do unclogged drains, that doesn't apply to you.
Yeah,
not applicable. Okay. Does a client have an existing Google guaranteed ad? No. I'm kind of talking to myself. I like to just read out loud. If no, this question does not, I'm going through some of the notated questions because we're going to schedule a client interview onboarding for you tomorrow. We'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. It takes about 30 minutes. not too long. Sure. They're just going to go over your application. Does the client have 5 existing Google reviews? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is their current client.
And if I do what I'm supposed to do tonight when I get back to the office, we'll have like another 5 more.
Nice.
That's okay.
It happens. Is client willing to go through the background check with us and the third party provider? So remember I told you, and I'll just remind you again, Google will use.
I have zero felonies. I have nothing on me. I don't even have a speed. I've never even got a speeding ticket.
I believe you. I just wanted to let you know as a reminder that Google will use their 2 different companies. So it's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID that's going to run your background check. Once we know who it is, we'll let you know. Now, are you willing to provide your social security number to us and the third party provider? Yes, because that's how they'll run the background check. And then, let me see. Do you have a driver's license, identification card, or passport? So on one of them, when they run the background check, they might ask you just for the front and back photo of your driver's license because they're verifying it's you, right? Or they might ask you to follow these steps, birth date, name, or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's the next question here? Is client aware that it's Pinkerton or Evident ID? Yes, you are. Does the client have a specific industry license certification? Not required.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're only asking just for the insurance and the background check. And
if they wanted to, I did go to school for this for a little bit. I have all the certs. So I could send them that.
Okay. And then does the client have the Accord certificate? So when you're filling out the application, we give you an example of what it is that they need. It's just the Accord certificate that we need that shows that you have the general liability insurance, whatever your state requires. Okay?
Yeah, I got that from my insurance company. No problem.
Beautiful. And then you already have the website. And then, okay, great. Now let me just go to the billing and then send you the – now, here's the thing, Kenny, because I'm looking at your wife's name. I'm sorry. Okay, so once you get approved from Google, we're going to say a solid 8 weeks, okay? Once you get approved, they're going to call you and they're going to say, okay, Kenny, do you want us to turn on the leads? Now, at that time as well, they will let you know if Google has qualified you for the maximum lead cost. So what that would mean is you would be eligible to pay the maximum amount on your leads if you wanted to get closer to the top. Nobody will ever promise you the number one spot, okay? When I say closer to the top, that could mean you could choose to pay double the lead cost, even triple the lead cost, right? So that you're getting closer to the top. It could be almost like a bidding, right? But they'll let us know if you're even eligible for that. So if that was the case, then you already know. I think we said what, let me go back to what your lead cost was. I had it right in front of me. But you could choose
like
to say, you know, you could say, we'll just keep it at that. Or you could say, you know what, I want to go ahead and increase it to the double cost lead. Right? You could choose, but we won't know until when Google says, oh yeah, they're eligible for that, right? So you know that you have that option, okay? So you already know that once you get approved, it would be $157, your minimum monthly budget. The lead costs are going to be $12. So if you chose to say, you know what, I want to get closer to the top, go ahead and do the max bidding to 24 or, you know, what is it, 36, right? You have that option. You could always choose at any time if you want to increase your leads that you're receiving.
Now, with this, I can pick the area. Like, I want South Falls, Fort Edward, Kingsbury. Like, those
you
are the
can
main
pick
areas.
The areas
cool.
that you want.
I will.
Yes.
I'm going to throw a lot of money at it. So, yeah, that's perfect. Yep.
Yeah, so you could definitely do that. You can choose, like, if you chose, you know what, I want 20 leads, your minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead, right? Unless you're doing, like,
now,
a max lead.
If I run out of my budget for the month, does my lead stop, or do I have the option of adding to it for the month?
You could add to it. So, like, we're starting you off with the 13, right? But you can let them know, listen, if my budget runs out, you can call in and just say, hey, can you guys increase my budget? I want more leads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'll always have that option.
Calls a day, and I'm landing two of them. Like,
oh yeah,
gonna increase that out of that.
And here's what they're doing. So when it's a 13 lead budget, right? What they're doing is it's not going to be like you get all the leads on 1 week and then you're done. Okay. What they're going to do is they're going to spread it out to you're receiving at least 3 a week. You can always increase that at any time. At any time.
Okay. So yeah, we'll probably want to increase that because I want to receive more than that. I want to do more than 3 leads a week off of this.
And I'll notate that on the account. I'll let the team know that once you get approved, you might want to start off with a higher minimum budget.
Yeah.
You might want to start off with 20 leads and I'll notate it on there just so that they are aware. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. So you should have gotten your receipt as well. We sent it to your email. We sent it to you in a text message. I'm also sending you the application right now via email. Now on the application, okay, it's also going to ask you like what your minimum monthly budget is. I'm putting it back in the email again too, so that way you have it there, even though I know I sent it to you in the other email, but just so you have it there too. So you'll just put, what is it, the one something for the minimum monthly budget? Yeah, there you go.
157, yeah.
157, correct.
Perfect. Yeah, because
okay.
If I can get 3 leads a day off of this and I can land two of them, then my monthly minimum budget is going to be like 1,500 on the month.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be like, yeah. So that's so funny. So they were saying that to get on Google Guaranteed. I'm telling you, Google Guaranteed is like, yeah, hands down, it's an excellent program. Watch, when you see, you're going to be like, yeah, for sure.
No,
so I just,
and that's what I saw last night on one of the groups I'm in. And this guy was everything for me. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, we're doing that now.
You're like, I'm just doing it now.
Yeah, because all my competitors are at the same forum. And I wasn't about for that to get ahead of me on it.
Wow.
If they want, you know, maybe they thought it was put in as a comment down the line on someone else's post. So maybe they
hopefully no one else saw it. Right.
We're going to find out, though. But I don't mind doing that. Yeah, I just got the Google Guaranteed application email. And then I got
perfect.
A text.
And I sent it to you in a text, too. So now the last thing I need to do is schedule your client interview. So your client interview onboarding, like I said, it'll take about 30 minutes. What time do you want? Because I have times.
As late
you let me
tomorrow,
know what time for you.
What's
as late?
The latest in the day
that let me take a look. I'll tell you right now.
You guys are West Coast, so, if you can do something after, let's say 5:30 my time, which would be 2:30 your time and after.
Actually, you know what? I believe I have a time available for you. So even if you want, let's say, do you want 5:30 or 6 o'clock your time?
Do 5:30 my time.
5:30. Okay. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. I mean, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your client onboarding is going to be at 5:30 your time. Okay. It takes about 30 minutes.
Perfect.
And then they'll just go over your application and all that, and then you're all set. Okay.
All right. That's great.
And we'll send you the reminder an hour before your client interview.
Perfect. I need those.
All right. Well, I want to say congratulations. You're going to love this program. And anything, so you're going to have a team in the Google Guarantee Department that's going to be dedicated to your account. So it's the same number you're going to call, right? You just let them know, listen, I need to talk to someone about my Google Guarantee program, and then they'll transfer you over, okay? You have my number too. So
yes.
This way, if it's something, you're welcome to call me too, and I can get you over to the department. Not a problem. Or there might be something I might be able to help you with on a question, and if not, I'll make sure to have the department call you. Okay? So you
great.
Also have my number too. I'm glad that we were able to help you. I'm super excited. Don't forget to charge your phone.
I got a phone holder in my truck, and I put my phone on it, and it charges it as I'm driving, and like gives me directions, you know, and stuff like that. The problem is right now in New York State, where it's less than 30 degrees out, and
oh my gosh,
the heat glows up there, and then my phone doesn't charge because it's too hot.
Oh my lord! Yeah.
Come up with a solution to that. you know.
Right?
I got to start plugging it in directly again and put it somewhere else. But,
oh, right, my goodness. All right, then.
And I will talk to you guys tomorrow at 5:30.
Sounds good, Kenny. Thanks. Have a good afternoon. Bye.
Bye.